Hello everyone, and welcome to Build 2016. My name is Yamil Hernandez, and I'm a program manager on the Windows Dev Center team. I'm here today to talk about some of the new features we are announcing at Build. I will show you how to use Dev Center segmentation and notification capabilities to engage with your users. We appreciate your feedback, and we understand how important it is for you to engage with your audience. You want to send the right message at the right time and to the right users. Windows Dev Center provides you a data-driven customer engagement platform that you can leverage to achieve your goals. I will show you today how to ask your engaged users to rate your app. I will show you how to easily cross-promote new apps to attract new users. And I will show you as well how to promote app sales and reward those engaged users. Dev Center provides you all the tools you need. From a single UI, you will be able to create segments of your user base. You can use demographic, app usage, and store relevant data to define those segments. You can target those segments with rich push notifications, and we provide you a simple UI to define your message. Once you send those notifications to your users, you may want to track, you may want to measure the impact of your message. It would be great to correlate different key metrics, and we provide you rich analytics in the center. You would like to see revenue growing and the number of engaged users growing as well after they receive your message. Everything that we mentioned until now is happening from the Dev Center UI. What about coding? How do you get your apps ready to start using these features? We only require from you two simple steps. First, you need to add a reference to the store SDK. And second, you need to register a notification channel with Dev Center. We will use that channel to deliver your message to your users. Let's do a quick demo. What I have here is a simple Visual Studio project, a UWP app project, already including a reference to the store SDK and registering the notification channel that we need to communicate with your users. Let's run this project to register the channel. Let's register the channel. And let's go now to the Dev Center UI. I have created three simple segments. I will encourage you to explore the segmentation capabilities that we provide you from Dev Center. I have created a segment of my loyal users. The description in the Dev Center UI provides you information about the condition that we are using to group these users. You can use segment templates that we provide you as the start point to start working with your segments. Let's go now to the notification page and start targeting those segments with some custom message. From the notification page in Dev Center, you can create new notifications. You can see notifications based on their status. Like for example, I have created these three drafts that I will use as templates during this demo. You can see notifications that we send along with the delivery rate. You can schedule notifications to be sent at some specific date and time. You can cancel notifications that you don't want to reach your audience. Let's take a look at how a new notification looks like. First thing, and what gives this notification a special value, is the selection of the segment of users you want to target. You can see here the three segments that I defined before. You can decide when do you want to send your notification out. You can select from different notification types, and I will encourage you to explore the documentation and learn more about the notification schemas. You can select the language in which you want your users to receive these notifications. You can launch another app. You can launch a website from this notification. You can add visuals. You can add images. You can add video. You can add sound. We provide you a simple user interface to play with all the powerful capabilities of these notifications. Let's take a look now at how my notifications work end to end. I'm going to ask my engaged users to rate my app. I'm going to send this notification out to my engaged users. But I don't want to spam my user base. So during this demo, I will use this capability that will allow me to test the notification in my own device, so I can evaluate the user experience for my notification before sending it to my actual users. Let's test the notification. Let's engage and open the app. As you can see, what we're doing here is encouraging our users to rate my app. I will provide you a 5-star rating. Let's take a look now at the second example. I want to easily run some cross-promotion. I want to promote with all my users the Channel 9 app. I'm going to send out these notifications to all my users. Again, I'm going to test it before. Let's engage with the notification. Let's redirect our users to the store app where they can download the Channel 9 app. Last example that I want to show you is how you can build some custom logic for your notification. I want to promote some special IAP sales, and I want to reward those engaged users. Let's open this notification. Let's select our loyal users audience. And let's test it again. I'm going to engage because I'm interested in this offer. What is going to happen is from the Visual Studio, from the app source code, I'm basically capturing the unactivated event coming from this notification. And I'm going to provide some custom in-app experience. In this case, I want to reward my users with some special IAP sales. Remember that you can manage some special IAP sales by your own. You can exclude those from your product listing, and you can distribute them across those users that you want. In this case, my loyal users. This is the standard UI from the IAP Purchase Simulator. I'm going to show some friendly messages to our users. Enjoy your ebook. And let's go back to the slides. I hope you enjoyed this demo. I want to share with you some recommendations when using these capabilities. Please, don't spam your users. You want to take full advantage from this powerful combination of segmentations and notifications capabilities. Make sure you share relevant information with them at the right time and with the right message. Be data-driven. Learn from the data. Improve your segments. Improve your message. Measure the impact and repeat this same exercise to build your own success. Key takeaways from this session. All we show you today is easy to integrate in your UWP apps, which just require two simple steps. First one, you add the reference to the Store SDK. And the second one, you need to register a notification channel with us. Easy to use. We provide you a simple UI in DevCenter. Now, you can become your own marketer. You can promote your app from the DevCenter UI. Easy to extend. You can add your custom in-app functionality. Thank you for watching this video, and please stay tuned for more DevCenter announcements.